So you're the gallery coordinator at White Rabbit, and the show Hot Blood is starting up this weekend. Without giving away too much, what can we expect from the show?
The people who have been to White Rabbit, it's completely unlike anything we've ever had before. I've kind of decided to call it the least child-friendly show we've ever had. And I mean, it's about two things. One, this idea of generation. So it's really throwing out of the window all the things you expect from contemporary Chinese art, as in there's no real cultural revolution or Mao references, which is pretty heavy in previous works. They're actually called like the post-passport generation, and it's all these younger artists born in the 80s and 90s who grew up alongside reform and opening policy in China. So, you know, consumerism, bustling metropolises, McDonald's, globalisation, and like the internet ends up being like a really fun and big important part of this exhibition, with all of these artists engaging with like GIFs and memes and internet ugly aesthetics. It's kind of bonkers in a really wonderful way. There's lots of bodily references. Like Hot Blood is very apt because it can be gross. It can be really confronting. Some of the works are actually upsetting.
What's the most grotesque thing you saw?
My favourite work, and this, I remember when the curator came back from China and he showed me this work for the first time like 2 years ago. It's called Miss Melissa and Mr. Fish at 2:31 p.m. And it's this female hand stroking a dead fish and then like kind of caressing it and then playing with its mouth until ultimately she destroys it with her hands in this act of like violent sexual catharsis. It's so bizarre, and like people are so grossed out by it, and like understandably, but it toes that line of being beautiful and completely gross at the same time with like very deft skill. And she's really indicative of this new generation of artists, I think, who are like pushing the boundaries of new media.
It's definitely a risk-taking, unapologetic exhibition. But one thing that grabbed me particularly was that I read that there were like psychedelic dancing gods and erotic encounters. And I just need to ask, what does that mean?
Okay, so I think definitely Peng Yun, that fish work, is definitely one of the erotic encounters. There's also lots of like phallic stuff happening in this show. There's another fun artist called Nim Yu who has this series of gifts that are like kind of fun and playful and sexual. But this psychedelic dancing characters is very much referring to Lu Yang. She is this morally ambiguous child of the internet, and all of her work is informed by like manga and anime, otaku culture, which is like a youth subculture where they don't engage with any other humans, just with like pop culture and the internet. And so she loves all of those ideas, and she puts them into her work with this mixture of like spirituality and neurology. So basically in the void space, the big kind of the first work you see when you enter into White Rabbit is held by Lu Yang, and it's this literal chapel, this church structure that you walk into, and we have this shrine to like spiritual entertainment, to anime, to manga, and kind of this shrine to the internet and Lu Yang, which is it's great. It's such a good time.
There are so many messages, themes, and ideas that this exhibition seems to cover, from like gender to age to national identity, and all sort of encompassed within this post-internet age. Is there one central theme to the show?
I think it's body. So it's definitely exploring the body in all its different forms. I think when you talk about nationality, gender, and age, the whole point of it is actually trying to move away from that. As in, these artists are just asking to be appreciated as artists, not as like Chinese female internet artists. Just let the work speak for itself.
Yeah, so for the people that did go and see it, what were some of the reactions people were having?
Well, I mean, I'll be really upfront about what's on level 3 because I think it's important to talk about it. Again, this show is about bringing uncomfortable things to the surface. I was referring to it like this exhibition kind of like a bruise, blood coming to the surface, but it's necessary for it to be there in order to heal. So on level 3, we have this very explicit and beautiful depiction of self-harm that a lot of people honestly couldn't deal with today, or perhaps like it wasn't something they wanted to engage with. Others did. So their reaction, like that one, I think stopped people in their tracks quite a bit, because it's a very sensitive subject to be talking about. But then other works which are a bit more fun, I think seeing the joy and wonderment of like younger generations coming into the chapel and being, I guess, overwhelmed by all these dancing figures of Lu Yang, but then older generations who don't quite understand what gifts are. I mean, there are so many themes. So like generation is another really fun one, because some people understand it and some people don't. You get these disconnects. But then there's this kind of great appreciation for the plurality of the internet, that so many things can exist in the one space with no fixed meaning.
And it's so interesting as well with like a post-internet age, seeing that being represented in a physical space.
Well, I think for me, that's why we were talking a lot about like the body in, like in relation to architecture. And then what's so interesting, again, sorry to talk about it, but Lu Yang, she's exploring in her works this idea of the possibility of immortality through the digital. So we have this corporeal form, but we also have like a digital self, like stored in the iCloud from everything we Google. So it's interesting that the curator decided to give this video installation a very physical, definite space. So it's something that you enter into that becomes almost shrine-like. And there's another similar artist called Miao Ying, who similarly, we have one of her works in the gallery, but the way that she operates, the work that we have, she kind of only made to make money, because it's a physical embodiment of something that exists on a browser. So this artist is really engaging with post-internet art in the way that she doesn't even rely on a gallery space anymore. She's done a lot of collaborations with like the New Museum, where she creates browsers that like anyone can visit, and they become the gallery space. So she's really engaging with like rejecting the objecthood of art, or like dematerialization, where she's creating her own gallery space online in this virtual world. But then we kind of have to pull it back to the physical space, and we have this depiction of the work that exists online, but on TV screens.
I think one of my favorite parts about White Rabbit is that it is an exploration into Chinese contemporary art. And so if we're thinking about Hot Blood or other exhibitions, what do you think are the main differences between Western and Asian contemporary art today?
I think largely it's the label. And I mean, this is really pertinent to what this exhibition is, because it's ironic, because we are a gallery specific to not even Asian, it's Chinese art. So like mainland China, Hong Kong, Tibet, Taiwan, and Mongolia are a bit more contentious, but we'll leave that to the side. Like, why do they have to be Chinese artists? It's only because in the West we view them as other, that it is something specific. They're just artists. But I think there is a weird dialogue where it's become so popular to see these depictions of like Mao or the Cultural Revolution, the one child policy. There's been this huge influx of contemporary Chinese art in the art market, and everyone's going over and buying it. And it's been really fetishized. And that's very much from these works from the artists in the early 90s, sorry, the 90s and the early 2000s. But these artists of, you know, the later 2000s are saying, I didn't live through the Cultural Revolution. I never encountered Maoist China. I grew up on the internet. Why are you imposing these labels on me? I don't want any of them. But I think the point of this exhibition and what we're trying to kind of hit home on is that there shouldn't be a distinction between Chinese and Western. And the artists are saying that themselves.